Park Rage, It Happens by Bud Oracle. I suggest not interfering with what other people are doing if it is of no consequence to you. The world would be a better place and we would need less government if people minded their own business. Case in point. I was at Trout Lake on Saturday, the 3rd of January 2009, minding my own business. My white wolf was off leash at the south end of the lake. Yes, it is against the leash law. We comply in the summer when the people are using the beach. He first off ran around on the snow-covered empty beach, then on the ice a bit, as he always does. He is an athlete and loves to run and frisk. A lufus deeks like a wolf, which he is. There was a lady on the far corner standing on the beach and feeding the ducks, also against regulations. When my wolf scampered past her in a frisky run to chase the lazy ducks into the air out of pure joy, this bitch from hell started yelling at me to leash my dog as she tried to kick a lufus. This I won't tolerate because it could eventually lead to the destruction of my animal, as he might learn to bite in return. I told her to fuck right off. I reminded her that it was against the law to feed the ducks in the first place. She kept haranguing me, and I her. I pointed out that these lazy pond creatures needed a bit of exercise, and idiots like her made the ducks tame enough so that they couldn't survive in the wild. I also pointed out it was morons such as herself who drove to the parks in their 4x4s to feed these poor tormented creatures unhealthy bread that caused their numbers to decrease, more than my dog running along the beach. I figured this way. If I have done my responsibility to make my dog socially safe from the frightened of humans creature that he was, I will protect him from being tormented by the vicious idiots of this world. People like her with no sense had almost caused him to be put down when he was a pup, and he is still frightened of dangerous apes going after him. Then the guy at the house got into it and threatened to call the bylaw officers, all because my dog, in a fit of joy, as a child might have done, ran alongside the ducks on the beach to chase them into the air. Yeah, I can see why people need government if they don't have enough brains to cope in a peaceful way with life. It is always these Nazi from hell types that want to make me comply with the laws while they consider themselves to be free to break them and do so with belligerent abandon. All I can say is, I'm sure glad Canada has a law against carrying handguns, because I'm sure she would have shot me. She was that vicious and enraged.